You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matty D here, and you're listening to Comics with My Kids. With me today is...
Logan D.
Alright, and today we'll be covering...
Dogman 3.
Yep, Dogman Book 3. Why don't you go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about it.
Well, first before I explain it, I hope that this video is better than the last one. This time I don't have gum. Last time that was like the problem. So we're hoping this will turn out better. Right, Dad?
Yeah, we really don't need to cover that. We're just talking about the book. So Dogman 3, who's the writer of Dogman 3?
Dave Pilkey.
Yep. All right. And so what's the title for Dogman?
Dogman and Tale of Two Kitties.
Okay. So chapter one...
Is called Reasons for Duty.
Recalled.
And it's where Chief and Dogman are on the news for saving the city from Flippy from book two.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't read book two, then you might want to read that first before you read book three.
Yes. And what Dogman was doing when Chief came in was nibbling on Chief's chair. Chief doesn't know it until we already sent Dogman out for Dogman to do his job. He doesn't notice until he sits on it, so he totally falls over when he finds out.
Oh my goodness. And then what did Dogman do next?
Well... The problem of the job that Chief sent Dogman for is because Dogman likes to roam around in dead fish, and Flippy was a dead fish. So, pretty much it didn't end out well. Dogman had to pull the fish out of its container, and it was dead, so he flopped around in it. And there they have what you call a flipperama.
And what's happening in the flipperama?
And in the flipperama, Dogman is squishing up Flippy in all kinds of silly ways.
Oh, yeah?
Like rolling on it with his chin, squapping it with his belly.
That sounds pretty silly.
Yes, it is. But the only way to get Dogman to stop is by saying bad doggy, because he's got a dog's brain because of his dog head.
Then what happens after he rolls around and we have the flipperama? What's next in our chapter?
Next, he gets in trouble.
Gets in trouble with who?
With the doctor who was there to find out, the scientist who was there to find out about Flippy. They were going to bring him to his place called the Super Awesome Scientist Center over there. And... on the sign on it, it literally says, over there. Funny.
And then what happens after Flippy gets looked at?
No, Flippy first gets squished, and then they take him to the lab, and then they make him a robot. He's robot more than fish, and then he comes back alive later in the story, because... Dogman watches him, and then a bird takes him, drops him into a living space factory. The guys who work there take it out of the smoke area where the bird dropped it in. And then the boy tried to throw it into the trash can, but it bounced off the backside, and the claw on the fish broke the container. And so now Flippy was alive, and so was the building. And so the building was making other... the bad guy buildings.
Wait. The building came to life?
Yes, the building came to life because of the living spray.
Oh, okay, I see. Did all that happen in chapter one?
No.
No? Where did it happen at?
All that stuff actually happened in chapter two called You Gotta Be Kidding Me. It's about when Petey gets a little... supposed to be butler, but it turns out to be a kitten, and he has to wait 18 years for it to reach adulthood. So he has to train a kid Petey totally hates it.
Ah. So then what does Petey do with the kitten? Is he stuck with this kitten for the next 18 years?
No. He puts him for a free kitten. He had done with it because the kitten was acting weird and not good, and Petey started not liking him.
How was he acting weird?
Because he used a fly swatter to stir the coffee.
Ah.
Odd.
So then he puts him in a box that says free kitty. What happens to the kitten then?
And then he has to go to the bathroom from the free kitty part, so he does. But before that, a girl says, "Ah, a free kitty. How much does he cost?" And then Peachy's like, $1. And then she said, "Ah, shoot, I don't have $1. I only have $10. And then Petey said, "You're in luck. He's on sale for $10. The girl wanted to call her Snowball. And then he said, "Then I'll call you Poo Poo Head." So gross. And why'd you think that was funny? Usually I'm the one thinking it's funny, but I don't.
I just thought it was a little funny.
And Petey makes a robot suit for the cat when he gets it back.
Well, what happens to the cat between the girl and Petey?
Girl puts him back, then he goes to the bathroom, Petey runs away, and then the little cat takes his little box that says free kitty. He stops and sleeps at night in front of the cop door, the door to the cop house, and Chief went out because it was time to go, and he came back in 10 seconds, and Dogman jumped on him. So Dogman goes out there, takes the cat to his house. And then Petey comes looking for him, couldn't find him, after he found a little comic book that the cat made, and the cat's name is Little Petey. So Petey takes back Little Petey. Little Petey gets a robot suit, Petey, and then he's first. Is patting Papa in a flipperama, which is actually slapping down.
All right, so the main villain in this is Petey, and then he makes a little kitten called Little Petey.
Yeah.
And now he's basically made a robot suit for Little Petey.
And after patting Papa, he's dancing with him.
Oh, okay.
And then he's rocking him and making him cry.
Oh. All right, so now what happens, whatever happened to those buildings that came alive?
Buildings made more and more and more and started attacking the city.
Well, does Dogman stop the buildings?
Not just him. Zulu and Sarah also help, and Chief. So Chief helps, Sarah has some string in her pocket, so they tie it to a end of signs, so the buildings trip and crash and die.
Oh my goodness, they crash.
Well, Dogman and Zuzu go because they found a friend's salad dressing. They're about to get grabbed by a building, but then Zuzu pushes the release button, sprays out the French salad dressing, and all the buildings slip and crash. Crash, crash, zip, crash.
So it's a giant tanker truck that just puts a bunch of French dressing on the ground, and everybody slips on it, and the buildings crash, thereby stopping the evil buildings.
Yeah, and Petey hears it, and Little Petey's supposed to be the bad guy. He sees Dogman's in trouble, so he goes to help.
Cool. All right, well, I think we should hold off on reviewing any more of the book here because we're getting towards the end of the book and we don't want to give away too much, right?
Right. But can I just say my favorite part?
Yeah, let's go ahead and tell me your favorite part of the book.
We're going to skip to the next chapter, all of this, because the next chapter is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Chapter 9 The big fight. It's where Little Petey's in the robot suit and fights and destroys all of the buildings.
Cool. So then, little Petey in a robot suit is a hero.
Yes, he saves the other hero.
How does Big Petey feel about that?
Angry.
Angry, yeah. Because
actually, He doesn't seem to care.
Just out of curiosity, what do they call the robot suit?
ADHD.
ADHD.
And then four buildings left, and the fish wants the buildings to get the little Petey. Then it's a flip-a-rama of little Petey destroying them.
All right, buddy. So you really liked Dogman 3?
Yes. But so, my favorite is the next episode, so okay. Please be here to see the
next
episode.
Well, hold on. Let's not get too far now. We're not done talking about this book. So if you were to give, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best and 1 being the worst, where would you put this book?
This one I would put in the second best.
Second best, so 4? All right, so you would give it 4 stars out of 5?
Yep.
Okay.
5 stars for Dogman Book 4.
Dogman Book 3.
No.
Oh.
5 stars for the next book.
Well, let's not give away spoilers now.
No, I'm telling you how many stars is for the next book.
Well, you can tell me if we can say that on the next episode.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
You can edit that out.
So, okay, so Dogman 3, A Tale of Two Kitties. Logan gives 3 out of 5 stars. And your favorite
4
part?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 stars, sorry. And your favorite part is the part where the buildings are fighting.
And the cat.
The cat? Cool. All right. So, Logan. All right, so Logan. Yeah? Anything you want to say about the artwork?
No.
No?
I don't want to spoil the artwork.
No? You don't have an opinion as to whether or not you like the art or the story or anything like that?
No. I said everything I like.
Okay. Alrighty, well, this has been Maddie D. and Logan D., and this is...
That line looks kind of big.
Yeah, I know, but don't worry about it. Alright, so, well, let's wrap this up, okay? Do a little bit of a wrap-up first. That's been Dogman, A Tale of Two Kitties, Book 3 in the Dogman series, written by Dave Pilkey. If you've enjoyed this program, please leave us a review at Stitcher, Spotify, or iTunes. If you want to get a hold of us, email Logan and I at 60sreboot@gmail.com. That's 60sreboot@gmail.com. And again, thank you for listening. Is there anything last thing you want to say?
I hope you like it. See you again soon. Bye!